back here on the Mighty 690 at 7:39. And we have a very special guest joining us here on the line. We have Phil Collingsworth from the Collingsworth family. Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, I am doing well, and you know, we're so excited to have you with us. I know listeners here will have heard some of the promos and everything for your upcoming show, and you know, it's been a long time in the making, and I know a little bit of a bumpy road here this most recently, but we're going to get into some of the specifics and all that sort of thing. But first of all, I just want to welcome you to the show, and you know, we've had been talking with some of the different guests here on the program, and several of which have heard of your music before and are big fans of you guys. But maybe for the listeners who might not have heard about the Collingsworth family, can you tell us, you know, this is a whole, you know, team family effort, which is really cool. Let us know just a little bit about you guys.
Well, it is when you hear a music group called family, a lot of times that's just a name for the group. In our situation, it's just mom and dad and four kids, and it's always been that way. This is year number 25 that we have toured the U.S. and Canada. And in those 25 years, we have been so blessed, James. We have actually toured the 49 of the U.S. 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska. You know, somebody has to go to Hawaii and sacrifice for Jesus, and so we've done that before.
Oh, yeah, that's a real tough sell, but he made it happen. So which is the missing one? Is it North Dakota? Which one is it?
It is actually the state of Vermont.
Vermont.
We have never sung in the state of Vermont. We've sung in New Hampshire. We've sung in Rhode Island. We've sung in Maine, but have never sung in Vermont. But I said that one night in a concert just about 3 weeks ago in Opelika, Alabama, and a guy walks up to me afterwards and he says, "I'm from Burlington, Vermont." And I said, "And you're in Opelika, Alabama? You've missed a stop sign somewhere."
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, "I'm down here visiting family, and I go to so-and-so Baptist Church in Burlington, and I'm going to get you an invitation within the year." So it looks like we may be headed to Vermont next year sometime.
You'll be able to finally knock it
all 10 provinces of Canada, including Newfoundland, way out in the ocean 8 hours. So we have been blessed beyond measure to sing this great story of the gospel in all, except one, 50 states and 10 provinces of Canada.
Well, that is impressive. Yeah, you'll finally be able to knock them all off. So that is just awesome. So for the folks who may not know, how would you describe your guys' music?
Well, let me just tell you this. It's much more Broadway and classically based than it would be country music based, and that's a distinction in the Christian music field. So we record with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, and it's actually members of the Nashville Symphony that call it a recording orchestra, the Nashville String Machine. And so we record with them, and it's kind of more big Broadway type music. It does have some feelings of Southern Gospel. It does have a little bit of feelings of CCM. It just is kind of unique to itself. We're a six-part family band, so it's mom, dad, our four children, and it's been the same way for 25 years, and we're so blessed. A couple, 3 years ago, we were honored with a top five Grammy nomination, but it was Reba McEntire's year to make a gospel album. So, of course, she won the Grammy Award that night, but we were very honored to have been recognized that way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is just fantastic. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, I've just had a chance to listen to a little bit of your guys' music, but each member of the family seems to have, you know, these God-given gifts of all different kind of specialties.
Well, we do. It's unique in the fact that each person has their strengths. Now, anybody who's been to a Collingsworth family concert will immediately recognize Kim's, who's my wife, her mastery of the piano. So she's a concert-level pianist, and we feature these big dramatic piano numbers during the concert. As a matter of fact, it's so much a big part of our concert. We bring our own Yamaha C7, 7-foot, 6-inch concert grand piano with us everywhere we go. And so she has the same piano to play every night. And she does these great, beautiful arrangements with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. And they're a big part of what we do and a big part of the draw that people come to see. Our two girls are both classically trained violinists, and yet they play in a very populist manner. And so that's part of the program. I was a trumpet major in college, so I play trumpet numbers as part of the program. Of course, the six of us sing together, and each of the six voices are quite unique together as an ensemble, and then each one are featured throughout the evening as a solo. So I did have a guy come up to me and said, "Man, you guys have a Lawrence Welk variety show going on here."
Well, that is great.
I had to admit to him, I said, "I don't know who Lawrence Welk is." And he laughed and laughed. He goes, "You're too young for that." And I said, "Well, I guess thank the Lord for that."
Hey, there you go. Now, a lot of our listeners will, of course, have either watched Lawrence Welk or have grown up with that. So that's fantastic. But, it sounds like it really is kind of something for everyone. And I did want to let everyone know, of course, we were going to have the original concert and everything going to be tonight, but that's going to be now a week from tonight. Is that right?
That is correct. And we had to roll the concert date. Matter of fact, this is very interesting. Independence, Kansas was to be number 31 of 35 cities. Each tour we do in the spring and the fall include 35 cities around the U.S. And Independence, Kansas was going to be number 31. Now you're ending up being number 35. You're the very tail end. And that is because my sister-in-law and a very close family member of ours passed away unexpectedly. Well, we had been watching her go down with cancer. But the timing, we didn't know when it would happen. And she passed away just at the end of last week. And so her funeral and viewing are starting tomorrow. And so we have to be all the way on the East Coast in the state of Virginia, near Roanoke, Virginia, for the funeral and the viewing. So our two dates in Columbia, Missouri, and in Independence, Kansas, had to be rolled off. And so we're going to do Columbia, Missouri next Sunday night, and then do our final one in Independence, Kansas, next Monday night at 7 o'clock. And so we are thrilled. We were still able to keep the date. We just had to roll it a week because of her death.
Well, I'm just sorry to hear about that. It's a tough loss, especially when you're on the road. You gotta change things up, and you're not exactly at your home base, so that is tough. But I'm glad that it is gonna be still happening. It's not like the concert is off. And I know we're gonna replay this interview here just a little bit later in the week. So for anyone listening, that's gonna be coming up on Monday, May the 6th. And I know we still I'm sure have some tickets available. You probably wanna get on those as fast as possible, and I'm sure those are easily available here through the box office in Independence. Are there any other places that you guys sell tickets at all?
Most of them are being sold right online. Matter of fact, the vast majority of them are being sold right online, and you can go right to our website, thecollingsworthfamily.com, and click on the tour page. It'll list down the tour, and you can click on the link for Independence, Kansas, and it goes right to iTickets, and you can purchase your tickets.
Oh, that's really easy. I mean, like that for sure. So, I think this is the best thing that we could do is give folks a little bit of a taste of your music. Is you want to do that right now? We've got you guys had sent a couple different ones, and I've been able to listen to them. We have this one, which is "I Call Him Lord," and of course, this is probably going to be might be a bit of a familiar song to folks. But is this one of the ones that you frequently play here?
It is. As a matter of fact, it will probably be included in the program. This is a classic from Dottie Rambo, written in 1972. And matter of fact, James, we had an honor to be asked to sing at the White House 3 or 4 years ago by Mrs. Trump. And this was one of the songs that we performed at the White House in 2019.
Well, that's fantastic. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is the Collingsworth Family with "I Call Him Lord." And we'll continue our conversation with Phil Collingsworth Sr. here in just moments on KGGF.
Master,
There we go. That is the Collingsworth family. That's I Call Him Lord. Just a little bit of a taste of what you might be able to hear at the upcoming concert that's going to be in Independence coming up on Monday, May 6th. And joining us still on the line, we have Phil Collingsworth Sr., sir. And that is just a very powerful song. I mean, it's just awesome, you know, with the orchestra there and the crowd. I mean, it's just really, really exciting. And I think, you know, your music to me it just seems to, you know, be very inspiring, but also, you know, very meaningful too. So it's just nice to have all of that kind of wrapped up into one package.
Well, that's exactly our goal, is to for folks to leave the concert with a new hope, looking to the future, knowing that the God of heaven has the future secure in his hands. And so that's the hope that we give in each of these concert events. And we do spend quite a bit of time in preparation for each concert, making sure it's ready for that night, because, you know, we've changed directions from time to time based on what we feel may be the need of that particular audience. And so that particular night, we're just going to do our very best to sing what the Lord wants us to sing and do our very best to do it to the best of our ability. That's every single night. We try to give it 1,000% every night.
Well, that's just wonderful to have that flexibility. I already got some text from the listeners who really enjoyed that song, saying it was very beautiful. So we really enjoy being able to share something like that here on the airwaves this morning. And I know that in addition, of course, to your tour, which, you know, the other thing is neat that, you know, you're not just doing the Bible Belt stops, if you will, you know, the places that we might be used to. I mean, like you said, you guys have been all over the place. So I love that. And even to Hawaii. Also, you've got a new CD that's going to be coming out here later in the summer. Is that right?
That is correct. We have been working on this project almost 2 years. It's called Classics and Hymns. And we have actually already filmed the entire television special that goes with it. We have completed the studio audio CD, and it will actually hit the street on Friday, July the 26th. That's street date. That's when it'll be released across the nation. Gaither Television will be playing the television special all weekend that weekend, and so we're just putting the final edits on the video portion of the, you know, of the release, and we'll have it out there. And man, are we ever excited, because this coming fall tour and the two tours in 2025 will all be part of that Classics and Hymns tour. And so that we just took a lot of classic songs from the 70s and 80s that were getting forgotten, things like the Imperial song Praise the Lord, quite a number of Andre Crouch songs, and we have re-released them with a brand new 2024 sound to them. And so we're very excited about this brand new album, and it will actually be up on our website for pre-orders. I think starting tomorrow is when it'll be up on our website, and folks can go ahead and start pre-ordering it, so they'll get their copy early.
Oh, that's fantastic. We love that. And you know, this is the you know, kind of 25 years in the making, this current best of the Collingsworth family tour. About how many tours do you guys go on every year?
So we do three every year. We do one in the spring for 35 cities, one in the fall for 35 cities, and one at Christmas time for 15 cities. And so we try to space it out. Matter of fact, we're coming back to the state of Kansas, to Manhattan, Kansas, for Christmas this year. And so we try to make sure we touch all 50 states and all 10 provinces of Canada every 2 years in a cycle. So we're very intentional. We've sung in Salt Lake City, Utah. We have sung all over British Columbia and Oregon and Washington, California, Arizona. We try to cover every bit of the country. And as you're right, we don't just do the Bible Belt cities. We do them all, including Massachusetts and Maine and all up in there. And it's on purpose, because we want everybody to hear this story that will come. And so we touch all kinds of people all over the U.S. and Canada.
Hey, that is just fantastic. Looking forward to having you all here. As we kind of wrap up this morning, you know, it seems like, you know, this is, you know, what you're all doing, it's not a job or a vocational or career choice, but it seems like, you know, really a calling. And, you know, it's kind of a ministry in a way.
It's very much differentiated between a calling and a career. If it's a career, this challenging of a lifestyle would not be one you would probably choose, especially for an extended family. You understand, all four of our children are heavily involved in this, and so their spouses, just by default, have become very involved, and all three of their four spouses actually work for our company full-time. But all four spouses travel with them. Between the four children, we have nine grandchildren. And, of course, you're not going to leave grandchildren at home when you're doing a 35-city tour. And so all nine grandchildren go with us. So it takes us three tour buses and three huge trailers behind those tour buses to bring the Collingsworth family to town.
That is just amazing. So I know we're just about out of time here, Phil, but I know you're coming here on coming up on Monday, May the 6th, and where can we get tickets if we want to see you in Independence?
Very easily, thecollingsworthfamily.com. Click on the tour tab at the top, and all the dates fall down in front of you, and you just click on Independence, Kansas. Takes you right straight to iTickets, and you can get your ticket.
All right. Well, Phil, thank you so much for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.